USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Past presidential hopeful and now a new U.S. Senator, Mitt Romney, is calling President Trump's character into question just days before Romney takes office. In a column for the Washington Post, the Utah Republican is applauding many of President Trump's policy achievements. But Romney says with the nation so divided, presidential leadership in character is indispensable. And Romney adds that is where Trump's shortfall is most glaring. President Trump's inviting leaders from both parties to a briefing today on border security in the hopes of ending a government shutdown. Homeland Security Department officials will deliver the briefing as funding for border security remains the center of the impasse behind that government shutdown. And this is USA Radio News.
License in all 50 states, 30. Additional can apply. Conditions or exclusions may.
CEO, I'm Jay Farn, America's Quicken Loans, purchase lender, premier home, new way to, we've created an unpredictable tech view from our exclusive interest rates. Approval. First of rate shield interest rate. First, we lock your days. Then, up to 90 days, your rate stays. If rates go up, if rates go down, it's locked. But it drops. On your rate, you win. Call either way, 800-QUICK. Call us today at BeckettMortgage.com or go to Rock.
Approval only valid on some. Ratio of loans. Call for cost of 30-year fixed rates. Equal housing insurer.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
Someone who bought a ticket in New York about to be $425 million richer thanks to Mega Millions, as officials say last night's winning ticket was sold on Long Island. The next lottery drawing starts at $40 million. That'll be held on Friday. The new year bringing with it some new scientific discoveries. A look at some of them from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A NASA spacecraft has made a New Year's Day flyby of an asteroid which is 4 billion miles from Earth.
We are ready for Ultima Thule science transmission, science to help us understand the origins of our solar system.
Space expert Bill Harwood says scientists hope to get a glimpse back in time.
They're hoping by studying this object, the one that New Horizons just flew past, they're going to gain some valuable clues about the nature of the raw materials, the building blocks that went into the construction of the solar system 4.6 billion years ago.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
China's President Xi Jinping says independence for Taiwan would lead to disaster. He made the comment while advocating for what he said would be a peaceful reunification with that self-ruled island at Beijing's Great Hall of the People. Xi said China would use force to reclaim Taiwan if necessary. Chinese nationalists fled to Taiwan after losing a civil war to the communists back in 1949. Despite close business and social ties, Taiwan has shown no interest in shedding its democratic state. The family of a retired U.S. Marine being held on spying charges in Russia says they're worried about his safety. Russia claims 48-year-old Paul Whelan was on a spy mission when he was arrested in Moscow last week. His family says they're extremely worried about his safety, and they claim, quote, his innocence is undoubted and we trust that his rights will be respected. Whelan's twin brother says his brother was in Moscow for a fellow Marine's wedding on December 28th, which is the day he was arrested. And a new report says a lot more people died in plane crashes last year than the year before, finding that 500 people were killed around the world from passenger plane crashes. There had only been 13 such fatalities in 2017. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.